6 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. How we doing, Northern Colorado? This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. First Advantage hotline is 970-353-1310. If you want to shoot us a text, do so on the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I'm still thawing out right now, so if I'm shivering a little bit throughout today's show, you're just going to have to bear with me. I get up bright and early every day, but this day was a little bit different. We had Colorado State Rams spring football going on today. The first practice of many leading into that scrimmage coming up. So that was, oh, there they are. Susan and Cheryl must have been out there, too. They're still trying to warm up. It's chilly. But it was great. You know, started at 7 o'clock. So I get there early, of course, Jades. I probably get there at 6:30. Sit in the parking lot a little bit. And it was just, it's dark. And you're seeing Jay Norvell and his coaching staff running out onto the field. The players are out there. And it's still dark out. So, again, you just kind of get this. For me, it brings back bad memories. Because when I was in high school, I don't know if you did this, Jades, but we used to do, for football and basketball for a time, we would do two-a-days. Two-a-day practices. I don't even know, is that allowed anymore? Oh, it is? Okay. But I remember, because I lived 30 miles out of town, so driving in for practice was like dark. Stars were out. It's cold, freezing. You know, it takes forever for the old 89 Ford pickup to heat up. And I just remember that feel. So this morning I'm getting up, and I exercise in the mornings. That's fine, but I'm going to practice today. Although I'm not practicing. I was thinking, man, do players look forward to this? Like, seriously, you're a D1 Mountain West, Colorado State football player, and you're probably up at like 5 getting ready to go out and freeze while practicing football. And you know what? The answer probably is yes. I would imagine they do. I don't think you get to that level without kind of enjoying practice. Got to see Jay Norvell and the associate head coach, Matt Mummy, out there. All of them out there, but let's face it. Everybody wants to know about three things when it comes to Colorado State. The three top things that you're really asking, looking at the football team. How's the head coach going to be? Is the offensive coordinator going to be creative? And what are they going to do? I mean, we've heard a lot about Matt Mummy and the four air raid and all that. They're doing a great job of marketing. And then the quarterback position. Though That's the case with any team, except for Steve Adazio's teams, or like who's the running back, who's the second string running back, who's the third string running back, and who's the running back that's, you know, that's going to be their next. I mean, that's, as much as I like ground and pound running games, that was one of the most boring offensive attacks we've seen at Colorado State in a while. This feels a little bit more like Mike Bobo, but a little bit different even than that. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that being at football practice today, you get a feel for what this team's going to be like. I mean, Clay Millen, who I believe is going to be the quarterback, he transferred along with pretty much everybody from Nevada, including the mayor of Nevada, pretty sure. They all came over to Fort Collins. So he was supposed to be the heir apparent to Carson Strong. So my guess is he's the guy. It looked like he was getting more reps than most. I think he's going to be the guy. I would be shocked if not. So it looks good. He looks good throwing the ball. I mean, he's throwing it down deep. They're doing a lot of plays, a lot of pass plays, and some read option stuff in there. And again, this is the first day. They're in shorts. There's only so much you're really going to take from today. But here's my takeaways from it. Jay Norvell seems pretty awesome. As soon as we got there, we're going up and we're checking in. You have to tap in, jokingly. There's a sign out there for the Rams, and all the players, before they come into practice, they check in. They clock in. Jay Norvell's like, I'm a big imagery guy. So you put that out there, like clocking in. You're going to work. Once you tap that sign, you have checked in for work. I like that kind of stuff. I think some people think it's a cliche type of deal. No, I like it. It's a symbol. It's symbolism. So we get there, and Jay Norvell walks right by us. You know, he's getting ready to pop over to practice. He was already there, but he's doing the rounds. And he looks back at associate AD, Mr. Neves. Kyle did a great job today. And he says, hey, do you need anything from me before I run out there? And Kyle looks at him and says, no, we're good, man. That, and again, what is he really going to do in that process? Is there really anything that he needs? He probably knows that. Okay, but I just like that. That's a Nico Medved type thing. That's what gains more and more fans. And there were fans there today. Hell, the Outlaws at Moby were out there today. They were out watching practice. When I pulled in, there were fans sitting on a tailgate watching practice from on the other side of the picket fence. I mean, it's not like there were an overwhelming amount of fans, but there were some. So that was cool. That was a takeaway. Jay Norvell, he wore the, and I didn't get to see this. I had to leave. He did an interview at 11. Obviously, I work here, so I had to leave and get back to Greeley. He had a blue collar work shirt that you see like mechanics wear. You know, they get their name tag right here, then the name of the business on the other side on the chest. And his whole philosophy is basically when we're a Ram, we're coming to work. We're going to work. Get your lunch pail ready. Like that. Again, symbolism. Matt Mummy, who's the associate head coach, quarterback's coach, kind of OC, I don't know. I think Jay Norvell's basically the OC too. But make no mistake about it, Matt Mummy is all in and all a part of constructing this air raid offense that obviously his family made famous. He's bouncing around out there. He's running around to drill. There's stuff on this. They're getting ready to run some out routes, some deep out routes. So he's running the sides, kicking stuff away, moving it so that, you know, the players won't run into it. He's just very active approach. It's fun to see it. And then the other takeaway is the quarterback, Clay Millen. From what I saw, guy can sling it. Tight spiral. A lot of air underneath that football. Going to the end zone, Dante Wright connecting a few times. It'll be cool to see if Dante Wright is going to, I'm guessing he's going to be a big part of it, of this offense. We wondered how he would fit in. Well, with Bobo, he was so good, so it would make sense with a high-powered type of offensive scheme. Dante Wright's going to make perfect sense. So that's cool. I'm going to try to get out there, what is today, Tuesday? I think Thursday. So the plan is, and I'm double-checking my schedule, but I believe UNC's in action tomorrow. Pop out in the afternoon for that. And then Thursday morning, bright and early, I'm going to wear thicker socks this time if it's supposed to be that cold. I wore my dress attire that I wear to work. You know, a lot of my reporter friends are like in sweats and thick socks, and that's fantastic. You're going to go sit behind a computer and write an awesome story. I'm not going to be doing that. So I'm in dress socks. My toes are numb. I get in the car, and I'm still thawing out, man. So people ask, you know, like, what does it look like? What did you take from it? Truth is, you can't really take much from it. You could certainly find negatives from these kind of deals, and I didn't find any negatives. So you can go to spring practice, and the coach could be an uptight jerk, which would happen, or it could be boring, or you're kind of shut off from watching practice. All of the practice was open. Under Adazio, it was like we'd show up on the stairs by across from the practice field, the stairs leading to Canvas Stadium. We'd be let in to watch the opening period. And then as soon as they were getting ready to run any kind of constructive offense, we had to leave. And then we'd have to come back to do the post interviews. Now, again, that might be the case in the regular season. I don't know. But today it was all open. We were told, essentially, you can take photos and videos of pretty much everything. You got to be careful when they're actually running offense versus defense. And I get that. I get that. You don't want to give away. But, I mean, seriously, last year, dude, we were told we couldn't even film them running an option. I mean, we couldn't even film them pitching the football because the coaching staff from last year were worried that somehow a team would find out that they run pitches. That they throw the ball. So it was definitely more of an open environment. Obviously, CSU issued the press release that it was open to the public. So I think that's how this is going to, that's how they're going to operate. I think they're engaging. I think they want to get on Twitter and I think they want to promote their team. And I love it. I think it's great. So far, so good. I'm going to elaborate on some more of that later on. Mike Brohard of CSURams.com. I mean, the thing with Mike, he's an excellent writer. But he also works for Colorado State. So he's getting scoops before their scoops. He's going to talk to us about the players that we should be paying attention to. So we'll talk to him in the second hour. I'll tell you what, Jays, let's get to the big story of the day. Big story of the day presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. And how about those UNC Bears? They beat FAU the other night. They took care of UNC Asheville last night. Another tight game in the CBI tournament. They win 87-84. Dalen Kuntz, who was just named my whole show player of the week, presented by Red Wing Shoes, Greeley, and Johnstown, had added another 29. All right, I'm rounding up. 30 points, essentially, to this game. Drew Cuxhausen was on fire, 5 of 9 from the three-point line. Bodie Hume with 15 points. Do you feel like the CBI is kind of like when school's out, but everybody else is playing? Or like you're going to camp. School's out, but you're going to basketball camp. And you're kind of like, all right, we're still going. I thought basketball, no, this is summer camp. I don't know. I just feel like it's all, the season's well and gone, the Big Sky Conference tournament's well and gone, and the Bears are still playing. Maybe that's how some people feel with March Madness, but this is really cool to see what UNC's been able to do. Steve Smiley and company, you know, trying to go down and win this CBI tournament. They got the semifinals tonight. That's at 5 o'clock. And I believe our production crew, they're working on a secondary stream because we are, as you heard, we're committed and we are absolutely thrilled to be airing the Weld County Preps All-Star Games tonight, both girls and boys. So very pumped for that. That's been something in the making for us for a while. And we were able to carry UNC yesterday and Sunday. If the Bears win against UNC Wilmington at 5, they play at 5 o'clock, that will be on ESPN2, but we're working on our secondary stream. And if you get the secondary stream, you're going to want to mute ESPN2 and listen to Jerry Schimmel. That's the rule, right? You got to listen to the Shimster. Is that a new name for him, the Shimster? Do you think he's going to like that? I doubt it. If they win that, we'll have it on all of our outlets tomorrow for the championship game. So let's go. Let's get a great Preps All-Star game going tonight. And the UNC Bears taking care of business tomorrow, or tonight and tomorrow. Let's get that rolling. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043, 888-530-0043. I have another big story of the day, again presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. Matt Ryan, it's quarterback carousel, man. We've seen some big things happen when it comes to quarterbacks. Russell Wilson traded to the Broncos. Deshaun Watson traded to the Browns after that drama finally played out, and I think it's finally over. The Aaron Rodgers stuff, even though he stayed put, has still been certainly full of a lot of drama. Tom Brady announces that he's coming back to play quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Then yesterday, after 14 seasons, Matt Ryan was traded from the Atlanta Falcons to the Indianapolis Colts. Another good quarterback coming from the NFC to the AFC. To the Indianapolis Colts for a third-round draft pick. Third-round draft pick for Matt Ryan. So look at this, folks. Look at the AFC. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Russell Wilson now, Deshaun Watson with Cleveland, now Matt Ryan, Lamar Jackson, the most electrifying man in the history of the NFL, maybe not the history, and Derek Carr. Derek Carr's the worst of all of those names I just spouted off. And Derek Carr's not a worst anything. He's a good quarterback. Look at the AFC. Absolutely stacked. Meanwhile, in the NFC, it's Brady, Rodgers, Stafford, Prescott, Murray, and Cousins. I mean, if it's kind of, obviously Brady's the GOAT. Rodgers is close to the GOAT. Stafford's really, really good. Got him a Super Bowl finally. Wanting to see what happens with Kyler Murray, Dak Prescott, and Kirk Cousins. Those are guys you're waiting to see. On the other side of the AFC, we all know these guys are good. I mean, do you have question marks about any of these guys? Can Lamar Jackson come back from his injuries? How's Derek Carr going to do with Josh McDaniels? I mean, other than that, I mean, Deshaun Watson, certainly there's questions. You know, what was it like for him not playing last year with everything going on? Can he put it all behind him and be at that elite level that he was before? That's a stacked AFC. That's going to be tough. That is going to be very, very tough. I was listening to NoCo Now, and he was talking about his playoff predictions, and I'm not going to get into all of why he was wrong. Tanner was very wrong about some of them. Very entertaining, though. And you know what? I'm wrong a lot, too. And it's at least you're entertaining. The one thing I'm going to say is he's just like, pen, everybody's writing in pen that Kansas City is going to be the number one seed. And I'm just saying, in the West alone, they might actually lose three games. So it's like, I'm not just going to say, hey, no matter what, this team's going to get in to number one. I mean, you got an interesting battle. I'm trying to look at their, like, what their schedule looks like. We don't have that set in stone just yet. But they've got the Cardinals in there. The Colts now become an interesting team. The Tennessee. Obviously, you got your AFC West games. You got the Bengals and the Bills in there, and Tampa Bay. What do you think is going to happen? Like, how many losses is the number one seed team going to take? You want to say four? What was it last year? Was it four? And that was a weird year. That was a strange year. Well, obviously, expanding the playoffs. Let's see. Okay, the Titans went 12-5. Green Bay went 13-4. I'm going to say it's within four. Let's just say four games. If Kansas City's going to win this thing, they got to win four. They got to only lose four games. Tampa Bay, Buffalo, Cincinnati, Denver twice, Los Angeles Rams. Now the Indianapolis Colts are interesting. Arizona. There might be more than four losses on there. And again, you got to look at the rest of the AFC. But I just don't know if it's as easy as set to say, oh, the Chiefs are number one again. That's tough to say. That's a really tough thing to say. Pillow Fight Dan texting in. Brady, can you please check on Tanner? His Twitter takes have been outlandish recently. I'm worried about him. I'm worried about him too, bro. I mean, he's got the Steelers going to the playoffs. He's got my guy, Lamar Jackson, sitting at home. And I guess they missed the playoffs last year. Lamar was hurt for the second half of the season. But every year that they have a full, for the most part, a full year of Jackson, they go to the playoffs. So if Lamar's healthy, Baltimore's getting in. I mean, writing the Raiders in just like they've earned something. Yeah, they squeezed in last year. But I'm not there yet. He's got the Steelers going. And then his other take was that he said at the end of his show, tell me the Rockies are not a playoff team or wild card team. What? How? Based on what? Oh, we got Chris Bryant. Well, you had Nolan Arenado and Trevor Story, and you couldn't do it on a regular basis. And now you're looking at Chris Bryant and saying, well, yeah, we're a playoff team now. You were terrible last year. And now you're going to tell me that Chris Bryant in baseball, and he's not even going to be playing third base. You're telling me that that's enough to get you you're going to be a playoff team next year? I feel like Mora right now. Playoffs? That's how I feel. Are you out of your mind? That's not, no. So sorry, but no. I mean, what did they finish last year? What was the Rockies' record last year? They were 74-87. Is that right? 74-87? Something like that. All right, what do we got here? I got to take a break, Jades. Bama Bear, in the market for new Rockies jersey. Any suggestions? Well, you might want to look at Bryant or a guy that they're heavily investing in, and that's Ryan McMahon. They locked him up with a 6-year deal, $70 million extension. So maybe Ryan McMahon would be a good place to start. Do you just go Chris Bryant? You know what? Just screw that. Just go buy a Russell Wilson Rockies jersey. If you want a Rockies jersey, go get one with Russell Wilson. 25 minutes after the hour. We love the GOAT. I was out there last Monday for a wonderful remote. You guys packed the house. That is the place to watch the games. Go out, watch UNC tonight. Get ready for the Sweet 16 to resume, the March Madness tournament to resume on Thursday. Why not go out to the GOAT watch it on one of their 36 HD TVs. They got the 360 degree bar. It's a high energy place, wonderful place. Love going there. Even when there's not a game on, it's great to go. That's the GOAT. The best sports bar around. Try the Wisconsin cheese curds. You will not regret it. 26 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back in. I want to shout out to Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service, the only family-owned and operated funeral home in the Greeley-Evans area. They got a couple of mottos. Services as unique as life. Also, live well and plan ahead. Enjoy your life. Do all the things you want to do. Have a productive life. Plan ahead. Get it out of the way so that, you know what, when it comes to funeral preparations, your family's not having to deal with it in the hardest time of their lives. It is such a burden. So give Scott Robin or a member of their wonderful staff a call today. Talk to them about pre-planning. Truly is an amazing gift. That's Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service, the only family-owned and operated funeral home in the Greeley-Evans area. Big game tonight for the Denver Nuggets. They're back at sixth place. So because of Minnesota losing last night, and I talked about this on the show yesterday in our shortened version of the program, that, okay, Minnesota's schedule looks a lot more complicated than Denver's down this stretch. But that doesn't make me... I've seen the Nuggets do some crazy things this year. I've also seen them lose some head scratchers. You know, getting smoked by Boston, okay, that was rough. They lose to the Cavs late. You know, that Raptors game a week ago was awful. But then you find ways to come back and beat the 76ers. So this team, still trying to figure out, you know, who exactly they are, and that's hard to do when who you are has been hurt for all season, pretty much, with Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray. I know this team is defined by Nikola Jokic, but those two guys are a huge part of the current and the future plans for the Nuggets. And now, I don't know where we are again. Michael Malone, after all the reports saying Jamal's about ready, and PJ's about ready, we're going to go here. He's like, yeah, there's no timetable. I don't know where you're getting it. There's no timetable. We got, 10 games left? So either way, Denver's got to find a way to stay out of the seventh spot. Because I tell you what, I watched the Lakers last night, and they, you do not want to play them in one game because of LeBron James. They're not a good team. The Lakers, they were in Cleveland last night, and LeBron went into crazy LeBron mode. That's what I worry about if you end up in a play-in game with the Lakers. A series? Fine. That's okay. I'm fine with it. But one game to get in? I feel like LeBron's still got that much left in the tank. So tonight's pretty big for Denver. In fact, I have a pair of tickets for this one. This is a huge game. I have a pair of tickets to go see the Nuggets-Clippers tonight. That's 8 o'clock tonight. That's on TNT. It's going to be nationally televised. It's a huge game for Denver for many reasons. And I'll tell you what, just keep it here. I'm not going to give them away yet. Just be ready. Just be ready. But you look at this tonight, and it's huge. Again, Minnesota's schedule is tough the rest of the way. And they had a close one against Dallas last night, but they lost 110-108, snapped a four-game winning streak. But before that, the Timberwolves had won four in a row. They lost to Orlando on March 11th. Before that, they had won six in a row. So they had won 10 out of their last 11 games before losing to Dallas. So they came storming on while the Nuggets were kind of doing, you know, they were doing good, probably 7-3 type basketball in their past 10. Well, so here's the deal for Minnesota. They dropped that one to Dallas, which is big. They're home against Phoenix on Wednesday, tomorrow night. And then home against Dallas again, then they're at Boston. There's an opportunity for the Nuggets here to try to not only maintain that sixth spot, but to pull away. And it does start tonight against the Clippers. That's why this game is absolutely huge. And you have some trash talk going on, by the way, about this Clippers-Nuggets series. A guy familiar with the Nuggets very well, especially his brother, had some interesting things to say about the Nuggets pulling off the upset in the bubble a couple of years ago. We're going to talk about that next. First, I'm giving away a pair of tickets to go see the Nuggets Clippers tonight. Bear with us. Ticketmaster's having some weird issues. They always resolve them, though. So if you don't get it right away, we will continue to refresh and send out the tickets. I'm going to give two pairs out right now because I just checked. I have two. Two callers, 3 and 4. 3 and 4. 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. If you want a pair of tickets to go see the Nuggets Clippers tonight, huge game, nationally televised, you got to be callers 3 and 4. Stay on the line for a bit. If Jades can't get to you right off the bat, you might still be a winner. 36 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. You want to know where you can buy collectibles, sports memorabilia, cards, a lot of awesome cards. I was in at No Limit Collectibles the other day, and man, I tell you what, they just do it right. They have a great assortment of different things you're going to need for the man cave, for the basement, for the office, you name it. They have it. That's No Limit Collectibles. I've really enjoyed working with these guys over the years. Great people. Tell you what, I mean, they got a signed Cortland Sutton jersey all framed in there. They got, all the minifigures, too. The starting lineup, classic minifigures. Cleats, awesome different cleats from signed from different Broncos greats. We gave away a signed pair of Steve Atwater cleats the other day. That was kind of cool. Tons of awesome helmets signed by great players. And, of course, the card collection. I think, to me, because I collected cards and everything, I just love the assortment that they have, too. There's so many unique different cards. Ken Yamada is doing everything he can to get unique items in the store. No Limit is now located in Greeley. They're right next to Cables. They're in that square buildings there across from the bowling alley. Tell them we sent you here from The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Yeah, a little smack talk going on. Marcus Morris, the other Morris, not the one that Joker knocked across the entire floor and who has been out forever because of that, but the other Morris, Marcus Morris, talking about the Clippers and Nuggets are going at it tonight, so we're getting all the drama going. Marcus Morris said about the Nuggets, of course, the Clippers were winning 3-1 in that series in the bubble. Was that the first round or second round? It was the second round, right? Maybe it's the first round. I have them backwards. Backwards. What was it? Did the Nuggets play the Jazz in the first round? Then the Clippers? I believe that's right. Well, the Clippers were up 3-1. And according to Marcus Morris, that never should have happened. He said, we only lost that blank because we were in the bubble. If we weren't in the bubble, we'd beat the blank out of them. Wait, why? Why does that change? Like, you're both bubble teams. So why does that, you're both having to adjust to weird things. You're both in a weird situation with COVID and all that. Why does that change everything? Oh, he also he went after LeBron James, too. He said that blank don't count. What have they done in a real arena exactly? That's what I thought. Okay. What have the Clippers done? They're a play-in team right now, dude. Why? The Morris brothers are interesting folk. They really are. The whole thing with the Joker and the fight that went down there. And then, of course, now this, what have they done? What have the Lakers done? What have the Nuggets done? Well, dude, you're in eighth place. You are one game under 500. Oh, this is one I really want the Nuggets to win for so many reasons tonight. You got to shut people like that up. Give the Nuggets some motivation. Maybe they needed something like this, a little shot in the arm. But Marcus Morris saying they would have beat the blank out of Denver had they not been in the bubble. I mean, listen, I'm not going to be so naive to the fact that the bubble was unique and that maybe, you know, I remember talking to Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV about this. And Chris actually is the opposite. Chris says, hey, I think it's like more, like this is a more important and meaningful championship than any of them before because you survived. You outlasted these teams that, you know, nobody's ever been through this. So this really tested the mentally and physically strong when it came to basketball. I look at this more or less and say, sure, it was funky. Would it have gone down exactly like this if they weren't in the bubble? Who knows? But probably, it's neither here nor there. You can't do that. But Morris, I mean, you just don't hear a lot of athletes use this because it's so petty. You hear us say it because we're petty. I'm a radio show host, right, Jades? But saying, hey, if we would have been in a real arena, if we wouldn't have been in the bubble, we would have beat the out of them. Boy, if I'm Denver, you need this game tonight. You need this game tonight to maintain your spot in the sixth seed with the sixth seed. They're sitting at 42-30. They're a half a game ahead of Minnesota. You can get up a full game with a W tonight and with a fairly, you know, fairly easy schedule coming up. They have Phoenix coming up too. But other than that, it's not that crazy of a schedule for the Nuggets. For Minnesota, on the other hand, yeah, they're going to have to survive this next 2 weeks. If they can do that, they deserve to go. If they can put on another 10 out of 11 run, I think they have 10 games or 11 games left, then they deserve to get the sixth spot, and Denver's more than likely going to have to play at this stage. Minnesota and the Pelicans would be playing because the Lakers got that win last night. Feel better about that if that was the play-in situation. But still, I'm not liking a play-in game for the Nuggets. I'm really not. You know, I don't think anybody wants a play-in game. I will say that it's weird and unique, but I'm starting to kind of like it. Why? Because it gives us more things to track. Right now, it'd just be, oh, Denver's in the playoffs. Now it's just a matter of are they going to be sixth or seventh. I actually kind of like breaking down the play-in scenario. I mean, right now you have the Spurs and the Blazers and the Kings still with a realistic opportunity to slide into the 10th. I don't see it happening. And some of you don't like the fact that, oh, a 28-44 team can squeeze in. Yeah, I still think it kind of makes it interesting. And nobody's really tanking other than the Thunder and the Rockets when you're talking about the West. So, yeah. Miranda Simpson, doing a shout-out to her. Having someone local has never been more important. She's here and ready to help you. She's servicing all of Northern Colorado. She's a lifetime member of the Colorado State Alumni Association. Give her a call. 970-223-7800, auto, homeowners, renters, life, business, all insurance that she's dealing with. Miranda Simpson, diehard Rams fan. She was at the tournament, I believe, watching CSU lose to Michigan. She's dedicated. She loves this area. And that's what those are the people you want to support. People that know and truly love the area. And that's Miranda Simpson. 48 minutes after the hour, short break coming up. We're going to wrap up hour number one. Matty Ice, Deshaun Watson, movement with quarterbacks in the AFC. What does it all mean for Russell Wilson and the Broncos? How about the AFC West? Method Flow Products poll question of the day, where will the Broncos finish in the AFC West? Go vote at theholeshow.com. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap this hour up. We still got Mike Brohard of CSURams.com coming up. More on Colorado State spring ball on a cold March day. Talking about all that and more coming up next.
Unwind with a good afternoon guy, Brian Gary, weekdays at 3 p.m. on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
You guys got to check out the new Annex inside Weldworks. Went over there last week. And, man, it's good. It's really good. I mean, Weldworks is already really good. The beer's fantastic. I like the setting. The setup in Weldworks is great. Great place to have a beer. Dialed in beer. They got new beer releases every Friday at noon. Well, check out now the Annex, which they got a restaurant right there inside Weldworks. So make sure you stop by and tell them we sent you here from the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Trust me, you're not gonna regret it. It's nationally people know about Weldworks. Everybody knows about Weldworks, and now they've added on with the Annex. Try that double cheeseburger there, or just order the fries. Perfect, just sitting there, sharing them with a friend or two, while having a great beer at Weldworks. 12:55 the time. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Our Method Flow products poll question of the day is available at thewholeshow.com. Go ahead and check that out. Where will the Broncos finish in the AFC West? I mean, the AFC West is just stacked right now. There's no doubt about it. Where will the Broncos finish? The Chargers got aggressive. They traded for Khalil Mack. They signed J.C. Jackson, Sebastian Joseph Day, and Austin Johnson. They're going to re-sign Mike Williams. So they're bringing back a lot of studs, and they went out and got really aggressive with their pass rush. With Bosa and Mack, that's a scary combo. Obviously, we know what the Broncos did. Russell Wilson, Randy Gregory, the D-tackle D.J. Jones. Some nice names they've added, re-signing Josie Jewell, bringing in Alex Singleton. Chiefs haven't been that active. Maybe they don't need to be. They made a lot of moves last year with their offensive line. They did get Juju Smith-Schuster and safety Justin Reed. But, you know, the Chiefs are the team to beat. This is why you're seeing the Raiders, the Broncos, and the Chargers load up and try to find ways to beat them. Look what the Raiders did. Devontae Adams in a trade. Chandler Jones. They've strengthened their pass rush as well. Well, they went and got Brandon Bolden, wide receiver Mack Hollins. So where will the Broncos finish at the end of the season in the AFC West when it's all said and done? That's available at thewholeshow.com. That's our Method Flow products poll question of the day. 31%, which is the leading percentage, are saying the Broncos are going to finish third in the AFC West. Wow. That's the leading candidate. And then the second most is fourth place. No faith, Hooligans, and Russell Wilson and company? Are you kidding me? No, not many seconds or first? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. I expect that to change when we come back. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. Second hour coming up next.